Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight we're going to open your angel channels, and we're going to let you listen to an angel channeler. Her name is Rebecca J. Steiger. Lives on a ranch located in the foothills of the Ozarks in southeastern Missouri. Her ancestral family home is built on an Indian mound, giving her the ancient wisdom. She is a seer and channels through the angelic realm of God, sharing their wisdom and insight to help others help themselves. Rebecca's journey began in 1993 when her life was transformed in an instant through the most horrid experience ever, a tornado. Rebecca and her grandson were blown out of a house and into a field underneath a satellite dish. And at that time, she saw herself standing before God in his judgment. Her sister-in-law, who had previously passed away, was leaning over God's shoulder and said, "Not now, Lord, she still has lots of things to do." After the horrific event, Rebecca slowly came to learn of the gifts of God in her given her, and why she was returned to earth is not only helps others through the angelic realm, but is also a master Reiki, through which she uses God's given gifts to heal others. And Guthers Law, who had previously passed away and was leaning over God's shoulder, said, And Rebecca is a twice published author and the Angel Spoke and From Ashes to Angel Light. And she also has a new book coming out, And the Angels Speak. And without any further ado, I want to bring Rebecca J. Steiger on, and welcome Rebecca to the show.
Thank you, Rob. I always enjoy being on your show, and I really appreciate being here with you tonight. And yes, I do have a new book out, and actually it has been released and is on the market, And the Angels Speak, which takes us a little further in the journey of mind, body, and spirit. That's all right. I write my books through which are channeled to me, or some people call it automatic writing, through the angels.
And as the angels speak, when will that be released, and what do you feel people's insight will be when they open their mind to read what you wrote with their visions in mind?
Well, it has been released through Balboa Press, which is a sister company to Hay House. So you can purchase it through Balboa Press. You can purchase it on the internet, or you can go into my website if you choose to have an autographed copy and purchase one from me. It's also in an ebook, and my website is www.rebeccaspathways.com. My hope and my wish is that people, whenever they read my books, any of the three, come to realize that they are individuals, that they are powerful, that we can absolutely do anything if we choose to. And my books are very positive, and very uplifting, and they help people on this life journey to find the divine within them, is basically what my books are about.
And as you read your books, but if you're listening, you can tell this all comes from Rebecca's heart and through the channeling. And the call-in number to talk to Rebecca is 718-305-6548. And Rebecca, you said something in there I want you to expand on. Everybody is on their own individual journey. But how are people, do you feel, afraid to enter in and begin the journey?
Well, I think the main thing that holds people back is number one, fear of the unknown. Number two, you know, the hardest thing for us to do is to go within ourselves and look at ourselves. You would be so surprised at how many people are afraid to see and find out who they really are and what they were meant to do in this life. And there is absolutely nothing but a wonderful journey ahead of you when you do that. That's when the healing begins.
But you feel, Rebecca, that people are afraid to let go of their beliefs and enter into something, and it really would be a dishonor themselves by thinking they had the wrong beliefs rather than something that had to be expanded?
Well, I think we've all been programmed since birth. You know, the first word that you learn is no. And then the second word that you learn is you can't do that. Okay, these become ingrained in our mind. And then through our upbringings, we are taught that certain things are right and certain things are wrong. And so that becomes ingrained in us to where it's all very fear-based. So that fear holds you back and won't let you progress and proceed as you need to be to open up. We follow man. And man is the one who tells us what we're to think, what we're to do, how we're to act, and what we are to believe. But what people do not understand is man has no more knowledge than each individual. God has the knowledge and the power, not man. So if we reprogram ourselves and drop the negativity, drop all of the I can'ts and the no's, and open your God self, and I always say your God self, your inner self, your spiritual being, because we are all spiritual beings here in human form. When we open that spiritual part of us and we reconnect to the God source, then all the fear leaves, because fear was not created by the supreme being. Fear was created by man in order to control.
And that is a very powerful true statement, because they can't control on a fearless people. And also, I'm on RebeccaPathways.com. Rebecca's events, book signing, Hastings Entertainment, Saturday, November 2nd, 2013, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 950 North Westwood Boulevard, Poplar Bluff,
Poplar Bluff,
Missouri. Poplar?
Yes.
Yeah, Poplar Bluff, man. 573-778-1611 is the number. So tell us about the book signing, Rebecca.
Well, I do book signings with Hastings Bookstores, and that is in my local area. And I usually kick off a book in my local area at Hastings, and it's a wonderful bookstore. They contain many, many things. And we always have a good time, you know. This event is a lot of fun, so I invite everyone to come to that event and enjoy themselves and look around. I'm not the only author. There's many, many authors. There's many, many teachers. You know, look at everyone's work. I always encourage that.
You know, isn't that true? Everybody's writings is just one cog in somebody's dream.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And see, it took me a while to realize this, but this is a question that comes to me now. Rebecca, how are people wanting to sell their stuff but afraid to let it be sold so it goes out into the ethers? They want to hold on to it, do you feel?
Well, I think so many people are afraid of success. Think about it.
I agree. Because we've never been taught wealth and success, Rebecca. We've been taught struggle, pain, and poverty.
Exactly.
And I mean, they put it on us all the time.
And that's where the no and the I can't come from. But we are extremely powerful beings. We're the most powerful beings on this earth. Each and every individual, no matter what the circumstances are, we are the most powerful beings that the Supreme Being created. We are the only species that think and have our own thoughts on this earth. We were given that ability to use.
But here's the thing, we're given the ability, but how many of us are afraid to use the ability?
Well, I know that there are many. There are so many that surround us that are. However, you cannot be afraid to be who you were truly meant to be, or you are missing so much in this life. You'll never have that tranquility and peace. There will always be this restless, I have to do something else. I am searching for something else. You know, I always say this, and I think I'm probably the only person I know that does say this, that when we come to this earth, from spiritual beings into human form, We are deprogrammed. But the only thing that we search and search and search for during this life is knowing the beyond. Because we still crave to find out something about God, something about the universe, something about who we are and where we came from.
And isn't that true? Isn't that what we're really here for, is to uncover and discover more about our spiritual self? Because I really question the human form now, because to me, I'm a spiritual energy having a spiritual experience, because outside of a science book, who can tell me I'm a human? But spiritual is in the Bible. And you know that little statement right there allows you to free up a lot of the garbage that you've been taught. How do you feel about that, Rebecca?
Well, I'm in total agreement with that, as we both well know, because I've been doing this a very, very long time. And even though I had more or less a reawakening, and this is what is funny, I had a reawakening back in 1993. I have always been intuitive. I have always been, I always knew, clairvoyant, whatever someone chooses to call it. I don't like to label things, so I just say I'm an angelic channeler. But I've always known. And I had another event when I was very young. And at that point, it was an event that I knew something was going to happen. It did happen, and it frightened me. Here we go with the fear again. So I didn't want to experience that again. I didn't want to know when someone was going to die. I didn't want to know those things. So I had no one in my area or in my family to give me any guidance on this. And I think that's the whole key, is most people need a little guidance. Because at first it's a little bit strange, so you want to know. You know, the first time I saw an angel, I thought, well, now I'm totally crazy. But no, I was not totally crazy. Because we can do anything that we choose to do. And the angels came to me for a reason, for a validation, to let me know that this channeling that I do through the angels is truly through the angelic realm. Now, I want to clarify this, because I do have people that call me and ask me the first time around, what kind of angels do you channel through? I channel through the angels of God. I channel through the archangels. I channel through the angels of God. And that's who I do channeling.
Do you feel that we really, when we come to this earth and as we're growing up, we get ourselves cut off because people before us always use the same mode of thinking since the beginning of time till today?
Well, I think it has grown. I think there was more freedom. Well, I say that and then they show me something else. I think it has become so narrow spectrum over the years that we have lost our freedom of choice, our freedom of thinking differently, but we're supposed to think differently. That's how we learn from one another. That's how we grow in this society on this earth, is by learning and growing and receiving the gifts at the end, no matter what happens to you.
And now comes, after you ask that, how do you think the education system has been programmed to keep us programmed in history rather than in innovation? And after we outsourced all the stuff out overseas, how do you feel that stole the innovation and actually the heart of the country?
Well, it has suppressed it. And I'm not necessarily going to say very much about the school system or the learning abilities. You know, most children, especially in the United States, are not driven to excel. They're not driven to succeed, even in school. That's where it starts. We start that learning progress as soon as we are babies. Some children become bored, and I was one of them, and I will honestly admit this. I was very bored in school because they did not hold my attention. My attention span was never held in a classroom because they weren't expanding our realities. They weren't expanding. It was like A versus B versus C versus D. To me, that was very boring. I wanted to flip the coin and know the other side.
You just said the key to all of it, engaging the kids to expand in their own mm-hmm. wisdom. And that's mm-hmm. what we forgot. And we really fell into it. I did. I did it for 40-some years before I realized I was going through life in the same drum beat with the same drum, and it was wore out. But here's the thing, I'm really, you know, when you open up to the, well, actually it's the mystery of life. When you open up to the mystery of life, how does that allow you to strive in your imagination? But it also brings a reality into your daily life that you want to play. You really want to energize your own innovation. How does that do that to you, Rebecca?
Well, you just said a key word, imagination. And I just talked about this. I also do a talk show on Sunday evenings on Blog Talk. Imagination. Imagination creates so much in so many new worlds that our imaginations have been suppressed. But by using your imagination, you are recreating and you are creating magnanimous things in your life. You know, we wouldn't have new cars if it wasn't for imagination, and I use that as an example. But to use the imagination helps you create what you are seeking in life, what you want out of life, and it even helps you find out who you are in this life experience.
And that is very true. And Rebecca's radio show is Insight Radio Network, connecting with your angels and pathways, Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. But, you know, here's the thing. How is our lack of imagination and our lack of innovation actually the major culprits of today? Because we all think we're entitled to something because we're entitled.
Excuse me, Rob. I have a frog in my throat. Our imaginations have been suppressed because here again, you can't know, etc. Now, true, there are those, and there are many of those, who, especially in an artistic form, that uses their imagination and their self-expression to show us so much on canvas, to show us so much on television, to show us so much in the movies. Most people do not realize that they can use their imagination to recreate their life, because then they think that they're living in a world of false illusions, but they are not, if it's used correctly and if it is performed correctly. Those who live in a false illusion of life are not the ones who use their imaginations, but the ones who stay on that very, 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 very narrow path, following man like lambs to slaughter.
And that's true. But how, you know, you just said something there. If you're in a challenge, how is the imagination actually your best friend to get out of it or expand out of it?
Because by using your imagination in a positive way, not in a negative way, and this is where we have to flip the coin again. You have to do this in a positive manner. And when you do this in a positive manner, then that's like a ship sailing over smooth water. If you use this in a negative way, Rob, then your ship is going to sink in the rough seas.
You know, you can have a negative and a positive imagination. Which one do you want to engage in?
Exactly.
And you know,
exactly.
The thing is, if we've been taught to fail since I can remember, now that I've opened up and understand that. I mean, because my parents come out of the 30s, and that was probably the most ingrained thing in history that's still in people's minds today, that and the Civil War and a couple other things. But that poverty consciousness from that war, that era, still hangs in the balance today. How do you feel about that, Rebecca?
Well, yes, I mean, I know it does. My parents came out of the 20s and went through that era also. So, yes, that was so ingrained to them, poverty, and just don't live beyond your means. Okay, don't live beyond your means. What does that actually mean? And why can't we live beyond our means? Why can't we stretch these means and make them huge? And by stretching those means through the imagination, that's when we create the positive things that come into our life. Whether you're looking for love, whether you're looking for work, you know, whether it be family, whatever it is, by using those means to stretch the imagination, then you have recreated your life in a very positive way.
And you know, that's the thing. What is the means? But, you know, the wisdom, innovation, and talent people encompass can't be measured because it's limitless. But how are we afraid ourselves to push them boundaries, do you feel?
Well, I think we're afraid to push those boundaries because we've always been told that we can't push those boundaries. That if you push the boundaries, then you become different.
How is that the biggest thing we're afraid of, is being different than anybody else in society because of the ridicule and everything people will throw at you? So they try to keep you in by using ridicule. How does that really play out in today's events?
Well, because then you're non-conforming. And everyone wants to conform and get along and be accepted. It's an acceptance thing, even though they don't realize that they become stronger individuals and they are much more accepted by everyone when they step across those boundaries and in a positive way. Now, you know, I keep saying in a positive way because we certainly don't want to do it in a negative way or a harmful way, but in a positive way.
And, you know, that's the thing. But when somebody, you know, there's somebody that's willing to engage in their dreams and their intention, that really puts a fear in people that are unwilling. And how is that really what's holding the world back today in a silent way?
Because they can't control you. It's all about control and greed.
And the greed is, how is that greed? Well, it's very evident right today. I mean, watching what's going on in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. But how has the greed made us such a needy country? We're afraid to expand personally and individually and as a country.
Oh, because if we expand as an individual, if we expand each and every one of us, and if we recreate things, then Washington loses its power. And it's all about power and believing everything that you are told, everything you see in the news, everything you read in the paper. You know, if you believe everything, they can still control your mind. But if you do not, then they have lost a lot of power. And Washington comes from an ego-based system.
And that's absolutely true. That was a perfect answer, because the ego-based system, but they think their money, as long as they control the purse strings, they have the power, but they don't understand the power is people's own individual ingenuity to expand their own life. And isn't that what Rebecca's Pathways, your angel channeling, and the angels speak? Aren't them the ones that kind of feature that and allow people to see their own dreams?
Yes, absolutely.
And I want to give out Rebecca's website. It's rebeccaspathways.com. There's a book signing at Hastings Entertainment, Saturday, November 2nd, 2013, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., 950 North Westwood Boulevard, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Phone number is 573-778-1611. And the book will be "And the Angels Speak." Now, that makes it all what it's about. So now let's close out. We got a minute to go. Let's close out talking about your book. Tell them what's going to happen at that book signing. They can come and get a new adventure.
Come in and have and visit with me. Get an autographed copy. We'll have some refreshments in there for everyone. Probably a little bite or two to eat. And it's just a fun experience. And I love meeting people. And I would love to meet each and every one of these listeners. So I welcome all. All is welcome.
And you can go to RebeccaPathways.com, hit the contact Rebecca, and you got an email form, her fax number, her phone number, her direct line, her Facebook, her blog, and her forum. And you can get all the information there to have your own life expanded with Rebecca's angel channeling and her book, "And the Angels Speak." And Rebecca, we're out of time. Give them some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
don't forget that there's angel hugs all around you, and fly with the angels and look for them and use them this week. And I love each and every one of these listeners. Rob, thank you. You know I love you too.
Well, I love you too, and I love the world. So without any further ado, I'm going to let everybody go and have a good night. I'll be here Thursday night with Nancy Matthews. We're going to talk business. And I really want to thank you, Rebecca, and all the listeners. This is my honor and privilege to be here twice a week.
Thank you.
And good night, everybody.